A devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, June 10th. My dad was a pastor in the Eastern Synod, so I heard him preach many times growing up. Luckily, he was good at it. I can still remember one story that he told. It was a story of a village on a river. The villagers had a long tradition of rescuing people who had fallen in the water upstream. They had a very well-developed system of rescue. There were spotters on the shore watching for those who were being swept away. There were boats and crews ready to swing into action at a moment's notice. There was a station where the nearly drowned were taken to be dried off, warmed up, and fed. Medical assistance was there too, for those who had been injured in the water. The villagers were proud of the way they cared for those in trouble in the river. They met together from time to time to review their system and to suggest improvements. One evening, someone said, "Perhaps we should send a team upriver to investigate why people are falling in the first place." Over the years, I have heard different variations of this story. Someone preaching on the parable of the Good Samaritan suggested that local people could have posted guards on the dangerous road to Jericho so that people wouldn't be beaten by robbers and left for dead. However the story is told, the message is the same. It is valuable to care for those who are suffering. It may bring more lasting results to prevent the cause of suffering in the first place. I was shocked when I heard the report that the crowds protesting violence toward Black and Indigenous people have started demanding that some money be diverted from police budgets and into community development projects. "Defund the police" is their demand. I had never heard that expression, but I recognize the impulse. The police are the villagers coping with those drowning in the river just off their shore. The protesters are suggesting that we go upriver and deal with some of the conditions that are leading people to fall in the water in the first place. It's not unknown territory, upriver. Many studies have demonstrated the consequences of poverty and deprivation, inferior education and health care, long-term neglect of mental health difficulties and addictions, loss of community and hope for the future. These studies have also pointed to solutions. I never expected that the social condition where such change might be possible would arise during a pandemic. I can hear my dad laughing. Peace be with you this day.